95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, your official radio station for Bike Week 2020. It's the Morning Hog Show. Morning Hog Happy Hour right now. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Josh Amelia, S.R. Perot. Happy Bike Week.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a few, like, we call them official kickoff parties and stuff. This is the real official kickoff party.
Oh, you know it.
And you guys, probably the best part, you guys brought some beers.
Yeah, four different beers today. Once again, going to start off light. Go a little bit heavier.
Okay.
Nothing's too crazy today, but it's all new products.
Nice. Yeah, and, nothing looks familiar.
Yep. And how do you not talk about Bike Week and talk about Yingling at the same time?
Okay, let's start there. Mm-hmm. When was the last time Yingling popped out something new? It's been a minute.
Every once in a while they come out. I think the last thing I can think of was their IPL.
Okay.
And so this is Yingling Flight.
All right.
It's kind of their revisioned light beer. Super low calorie, super low carb.
Okay.
Easy drinking.
All right.
So, if you're not a huge fan of Yingling, because it's not a super, super light beer, this is kind of the direction you want to
really? Go. Okay.
Absolutely.
It certainly looks light. And I guess the name Flight would make you think it's like a it's like a feather.
Light. Yeah, so Yingling's slogan is spread your wings. So, if you check out the bottle, it's got lovely wings on the bottle. They're talking about flight. They're talking about living your life. And that's what we're doing here today. We're keeping it light.
This is really good.
Keeping it light, and we're spreading our wings.
It does have that Yingling taste, though.
Yeah. If you're kind of like a Mick Ultra drinker, this is definitely right up your alley. Mm-hmm. But you get to drink something cooler because it's Yingling.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those things that if we're out kicking it on Main Street or wherever we might find these or stores.
You should
or
be able to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're like just now hitting the shelves. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 4.2% alcohol. So
that's good for us. A lot of people come rolling in from out of town who don't have restrictions on Bike Week as far as calories go. They don't care. But it'll help them. They can get even more. You know, you just get one for each hand. And the logo does look a little bit like the St. Louis Battlehawks from the XFL.
Just are you still watching that?
I'm still watching. Oh, well, I got into this this semi-legal gambling pool thing with a dude in Ohio, and I drew. Each week he draws new teams, and I got the Battlehawks last week, so I was rooting for him. So now I like the beer and the XFL team. I'm going to enjoy them together.
Fair enough.
Well, perfect. You know what's super cool about this brand too? Everybody knows that Yingling does it right with their beers. Right?
Right. Of course they do. It's very tasty.
So then they were like, you know what? Let's come out with an ultimate flight beer. Ultimate flight. Ultimate takeoff. We're going to take off with this beer.
It looks like you're booking a seat on a plane to happiness. How about that?
Ooh,
boom. Write that down.
That was a good one.
I'll put that on the
shirt.
What
are we doing, Riggs?
Booking a flight. Wait. Booking a seat on a flight to happiness.
That's right. That's right.
Yingling.
Just make sure you're wearing your coronavirus mask.
Should I free? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Yes, it's
oh,
the best.
Oh, God.
This is the only kind of flight you want to take right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure it's certified.
Oh, that's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
The 95.
And the alcohol will kill the rest of the germs. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. That's a great start. You said we'd start light. Are we heavy yet? Or are
nah.
we? All right. Where are we going?
So, you remember Line and Kugel?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Love those cats.
So they're typically known for their shandy, which is a mix of juice and beer.
All right.
So this is their Spritzen, which is a mix of seltzer and beer.
Oh.
So they're trying to get in that seltzer category as well.
Huh. This sounds unique.
This is their grapefruit flavor. Right now, this is the only one we are carrying.
Okay.
4.2% alcohol. 3 IBUs, so it's not even...
Really?
Three. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let me get a whiff of this. Oh, man. That is grapefruit with a capital R.
Ooh,
I can smell it since you poured it.
Or whatever you spell grapefruit. Yeah.
It smells like ruby red grapefruit.
Correct.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Right?
Woo! That is seltzery, beerish goodness.
Yeah.
Is anybody else doing this? This is like a very unique
I don't
blend.
Think anybody else is, to my knowledge.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
So what's cool? We all know Line and Kugel's is really awesome at perfecting a shandy beer. So they kind of took their shandy in a way and they added seltzer, and now it's like a mix between a shandy beer and a seltzer, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
Yes. The fruit flavor is right up front. Not sweet, though.
Yeah, it's not overbearing. Neither is the seltzer.
Right, right.
It gives it a little bit of extra fizz.
A little bit, yeah. But it's not too obnoxious.
No.
I do sometimes wish, you know, usually it's like a late on a Friday night. I wish my name was Leinenkugel, my last name, because it would look great on a football jersey.
I kind of wish your name was Leinenkugel.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Oh, it would be great.
You know, Riggs Leinenkugel.
I just call you Liney.
Yeah. Liney. It would be fun to sign if you were like signing a check or whatever, an L and a squiggle. You don't even know how many letters are in there. That's great. That's a very fun product. And a slim can, too.
Yeah, slim can, so you feel like you're doing something good for yourself.
Right? That's funny. Yeah.
Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
At the end of any particular beverage session, you want to feel good about yourself, and this will certainly help.
But this is 93 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just because the seltzer is the more prominent ingredient?
Right. I mean, it's still a light beer mixed with a seltzer, so it's...
Yeah, it is important to point out, too, just as we're tasting this for the first time, that it's definitely a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tell it's a beer.
I mean,
yeah.
It's even colored like a beer.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice job, Leinenkugel's.
Job well done.
I'm telling you. That's a fresh start right there. On the back half, we get darker and heavier.
All right. What do we have coming up?
Oh, this one's still kind of light.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll start light.
We're getting there.
And then go crazy. It is the Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, S.R. Perot. Stick around. More coming up next here on 95.7 The Hog.